ICC's maiden startup investment. Zepto's anti-DMART play. Elevation readies $500 million for India and AI. TCS says no decision yet on FY27 promotions. Plans AI-focused wings relaunch.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's begin with cricket, gaming, and what could become a landmark deal for both industries. Money Control has learned that the International Cricket Council, or ICC, is in advanced talks to invest in Bengaluru-based startup Light Fury Games. If the deal goes through, it would be the ICC's first ever investment in a startup and a gaming startup. So sources also told us that Light Fury has secured the ICC's official gaming rights across mobile, PC and console, making it one of the rare studios to receive rights across all major gaming platforms at the same time. So the startup is building eCricket, a high-budget cricket game designed to offer a real-time multiplayer experience similar to football titles like EA Sports FC. Now, Light Fury already counts cricketers including MS Dhoni, Jasprit Bumrah, Hardik Pandya, Shreyas Iyer and even Ravindra Jadeja among its investors, and they're expected to feature a playable characters in the game as well. So the company also licensed more than 600 international cricketers and plans to launch the mobile version in 2027 before expanding to PC and consoles. For the ICC, the move obviously reflects a broader effort to grow cricket's commercial ecosystem through gaming. And with India now home to around 600 million gamers, the opportunity is becoming difficult to ignore. All right, next up, Zepto is making a premium play. After building its business around speed and convenience, the quick commerce company is now preparing to launch Zepto Select, a dedicated section for imported food, gourmet groceries and international brands, according to sources who spoke to us. The move puts Zepto in direct competition with Blinkit Gourmet while also taking on premium-focused players like First Club. But this isn't just about selling expensive products. Premium groceries typically result in larger baskets, higher average order values and better customer retention as well. So as retail analysts put it, once shoppers find the premium brands they regularly buy on a platform, they're more likely to keep coming back. So the strategy also reflects a broader trend in consumer internet. While food delivery companies are trying to grow by making meals more affordable, quick commerce players are increasingly focusing on higher value purchases. In other words, one segment is chasing more orders, the other is chasing more value from every order. All right, from premium groceries, let's jump to venture capital. Elevation Capital has announced one of its biggest India bets yet. The firm has raised a new $500 million fund, taking its total capital available for investments to $900 million when combined with its growth vehicle. Speaking to Money Control in an interview, co-managing partner Mridul Arora said almost two-thirds of the firm's investments over the past 12 to 18 months have been AI-native startups. So instead of launching a separate AI fund, Elevation believes AI will become a core layer across almost every investment it makes. Now, the firm also plans to write larger early stage checks of up to $10 million as competition for promising founders is intensifying. Now, another interesting point interview was around portfolio conflicts. Elevation is an investor in both Urban Company and Snabbit, two companies competing aggressively in the instant home services space. So, co-managing partner Mukul Arora said to us that it isn't an ideal position, but said separate internal teams and the absence of a board seat at Urban Company helped manage potential conflicts. And he also said the firm remains optimistic about India's startup ecosystem and believes AI presents another major platform shift, opening opportunities across sectors including fintech, healthcare, education, and enterprise software. All right, finally, a big update from TCS, where employees are still waiting for clarity on promotions. According to employees familiar with discussions at the company's July 13 town hall, TCS management said promotions are under consideration, but stop short of giving a timeline for an announcement. Now, management has told employees that promotions remain an important priority and are being actively discussed, but no final decision has been taken yet. Now, this comes even as TCS has already rolled out annual salary increments over the past 7 months for nearly 80% of its global workforce, making it the only large Indian IT services company to announce pay hikes this year. There was another important update as well. TCS said it is prepping to relaunch Wings, its internal learning and career progression program, with a new curriculum centered on AI. Now, the revamped program will place greater emphasis on AI skills, updated assessments, and partnerships with external learning providers as the company aligns employee development with its AI-first strategy. And for many employees, Wings has been a key pathway for digital roles and career progression. While the AI-focused relaunch offers some reassurance, employees told Money Control that the biggest question still remains unanswered: when the next promotion cycle will finally be announced. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekday in the evenings. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.